think everybody felt almost embarrassed to commit a crime after that.
Well, I think
for a while. I mean, it didn't last. But,
and I think you're right, because it has a lot to go to towards the patriotism of a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, and we were all focused on attack on our country.
I was just angry.
Oh, you're always angry, though. Yeah,
well, don't tell me that a lot of people weren't just
yes,
like me.
Angry. Yes, I was angry,
just
too.
Just plain angry.
I couldn't
angry.
Believe it.
I was absolutely angry. I still am to this day that they initiated that faith initiated an attack on our country. But that attack is just something that comes along through history, and it's something that I was prepared for here. This nation just isn't suddenly cast into this event in 2001. We've been cast into
building,
this,
building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's been more than just building. It's been an integral part of the American fabric since the founding of this nation. Mm-hmm. As an example, I'm going to read something.
Please
to
do.
You.
Please do, Tim.
Wherefore, hereditary succession in the early ages of a monarchy could not place as a matter of claim, but as something casual and complemental. But as few or no records were extant in those days, the traditionary history stuffed with fables, it was very easy, after the lapse of a few generations, to trump up some superstitious tale conveniently timed, Muhammad-like, to crab the hereditary right down the throats of the vulgar. Do you guys know where that's from?
No, I don't.
Well, this is the call to arms leading up to the American Revolution.
What?
That is directly out of Thomas Paine's Common Sense. Now, you know, modern. Now, wow. you would know Muhammad-like refers to the purveyor mm-hmm. and supposed prophet of Islam.
Right, right.
Well, this tells me that our nation has been dealing with this problem since before our revolution. And in fact, there's been times over the course of our nation's history where we've dealt deliberately with the Muslim faith in acts of violence that they have conducted against our country. Good example was in, this is stuff that was really interesting.
Libya.
First off, March 1785, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams went to London to negotiate with Tripoli's envoy, Ambassador, I'm going to hack this up, Sidi Haji Abdrahim. Upon inquiring concerning the ground for pretensions to make war upon nations who had done them no injury, the ambassador replied, "It was written in their Quran that all nations which had not acknowledged the prophet were sinners, whom it was the right and duty of the faithful to plunder and enslave, and that every Muslim, which is a Muslim, who was slain in this warfare was sure to go to paradise." Now that was in 1785. And that
1785.
And that was leading up to the Barbary Wars, and there was two Barbary Wars, one in 1801 through 1804, and then in 1815. And that was, those causes of war were because they were plundering ships. Mm-hmm. They were taking our ships and commerce and demanding ransom for the crews. Well, Thomas Jefferson, we know what he did. He sent in the Marines. He dealt with it decisively. It happened again about 30 years later. Andrew Jackson, he had to deal with it, and he sent a message to the Muslim faith, and it was very simple. He sent his Secretary of State to the Muslim communities or nations and said, if you do this, if you continue down this path, because they had started the process again, he said, I will intercede any ship, and I will sink it, and you will not get plundered. We will just sink and destroy your materials.
And that was right here on our own ground, though.
That's right.
We weren't over there fighting them. No, they were.
No, no.
This is on the coast of Africa.
This is on the coast of Africa. Okay.
And then again, about 50 years later, almost 50 years to the day, Chester B. Arthur, the president of the United States, had a problem with the Muslims. They started to do the same thing again. He did the same thing. He took the history lesson from Jackson, as well as Jefferson, and said, okay, this is what we're going to do.
This ongoing problem we have.
He sent an envoy back, and I can't remember the Secretary of State's name. It's a very odd name. It's a German name. He sent it to them, has sent them the message through this envoy, said, if you do this again, we will do exactly what we did in the past. What did they do? They didn't believe him. But what they didn't understand is that Arthur, Chester B. Arthur, had already sent American ships into harm's way outside of Tripoli and Algeria.
So we were still going over there and taking up arms way back then.
That's right. And what they did in Algeria, they intercepted an Algerian ship. And when they intercepted the ship, it was en route to another conflict area, and they interceded the ship. And they didn't just sink the ship. They eviscerated the ship. And when they eviscerated the ship, the surviving members of that crew were given a boat by direct command of the naval authorities so that they witnessed what we had done, and they would take it back and say, this is what will happen. Then again, another 30 or 40 years later, in the early part of 1900s, General Blackjack Pershing in the Philippines, he encountered a problem with the Muslim faith. They were coming into the Philippines and they were killing Americans and other nationalities. But what they were also doing is they were beheading American soldiers.
Oh, boy.
So what he did, he said, fine. He set a trap for them. He captured 50 people. He executed 49 out of 50. Now, that's very harsh in anybody's standards, but he sent a message, the same message that was sent over history. You do this, this is the cost.
And this is still going on, Tim. This war is still being fought, ongoing. Now, 9/11, of course, it took us by surprise right here on our own homeland. But,
well, look what happened in World War II.
But do you think we've, in a way, asked for it? I mean, I've heard that. I've heard people say, you ask for it. Politicians, certain people studying history say, the United States asked for it. You go over there,
I think the first time
get involved.
Was that nut job in Colorado, Ward Churchill.
One of those nut
him?
Jobs.
Ward Churchill, the fake Indian who had was in charge of the Native American studies.
But
and he wasn't even Native American.
Here's what I want to say, because we got to take a break here in a minute, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this. But the problem I'm having is that it's all being done over there, and now they've come to our place on 9/11 10 years ago, come over to get us. But we've been having this ongoing thing for all these years. You've just pointed out just a new history lesson that I've never heard with the Muslim faith. Do you think that now that they're infiltrating the entire world, do you think that they all still feel that within their own faith? Do they all still abide by that Quran? I mean, we're seeing them here in the United States. We have our communities. We want to feel good about them. It's America. You can practice your own faith. But is this an American destroying faith?
Absolutely. It is counter. And I don't even know what word to use. It's counter to the Constitution.
It's counter to the world, it sounds like to
yes,
me.
Yes, it is. And you have to understand something. This problem, we didn't start this, but we're going to have to finish it.
I don't know if we can. That's scary, Tim. Tim Fasano's with me. JP's here. Wes is here. Amy's here. And we'll be back kind of going over the anniversary of 9/11, which comes up tomorrow. Kind of scary stuff. You're with Broadview. We'll be right back.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Looking forward to a long vacation, the perfect house for graduation, a new addition, a wedding ring. Who knows what hope the future brings? Yeah, yeah. You know we do. You know we're here for you. Nevada.
Can be difficult, but we're different. For over 50 years, we've been providing great service and competitive rates to Nevadans just like you. Apply now. Call 827-3880 or visit NevadaFederal.org for current rates and details.
Nevada Federal Credit Union. Your dreams real.
Reno and Sparks residents can apply for an auto loan today. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
For 7 years, Reno endured the terror. Now, after 5 years of uneasy peace and uncertainty, it has returned to extract its vengeance. No one is safe from the unholy resurrection of Frightmare.
The legendary Halloween Terror Fest returns as Frightmare 2011 rises from the depths of hell to the Legends parking lot in front of Shields in Sparks.
Just off Highway 80.
90,000 square feet of scares, thrills,
and dark-hearted fun.
The evil 3D Clown Town, Rikers Island Prison, and the Black Hole. Log on to FrightMare2011.com for tickets, times, and more information. Not recommended for kids under 8.
Not enough meat.
People with heart problems. Or the pregnant.
Demon spawn, okay.
Frightmare 2011, opening September 29th.
Sponsored in part by Los Trojes Authentic Mexican Restaurant in Spanish Springs.
Area Dodge.
We always have sales specials on most of our Ram trucks and Dodge cars.
Forget MSRP and dealer markup.
We'll save you up to $10,000 or more
on new 2011 Ram trucks.
Like our biggest seller,
the Ram 1500 Series.
As Don Weir promises,
test drive a Ram.
You'll buy a Ram.
Especially at the most competitive prices in the market.
And we have the largest selection of new trucks in stock in Northern Nevada.
So you can be out test driving all day long.
Save up to $7,000
on a new Dodge.
Like the awesome 2011 Dodge Nitro.
And thanks to generous factory rebates and incentives,
we have remarkable reduced prices on all of our Dodge vehicles,
including the all-new and redesigned Dodge Durango,
now available all-wheel drive.
And for more info,
make sure you check us out on Facebook.
Keyword Reno Dodge.
So now more than ever, Don Weir says it all.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge.